a word for you from Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 21. Therefore, behold, I will make them know, this once I will make them know, my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Here God is speaking to his people who have forsaken him, who have turned to the gods around them. In the verse before this, the Lord asks a simple logical question. Can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. That is pure logic. It is truth, and truth is unchangeable. It is just there. Even if you believe differently, it doesn't matter, because the truth remains truth. And such are not gods. Whatever it is that you've set up for yourself is not God. But here God says a word of warning. Perhaps for some it is a word of encouragement, but of course they'll never see it that way while it's happening. Because the Lord says, behold, I will make them know. I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. The tragedy here is that very often God will use situations that are not just uncomfortable, but seem terrible to the person who is experiencing this might and this power of God. It can come through sickness. It can come through tragedy. It can come through bereavement. It can come through the sudden loss of everything. Whatever the way is that God makes himself known, it turns out nevertheless to be a blessing if you receive it in the right way. God also says that all that we are able to do is as nothing. All our pretense, all that we might think is good, is dirty. That is why in verse 9 of the same chapter, the Lord says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Don't try and just do good works to impress God or impress your friends. It comes from a desperately sick and diseased heart, diseased with sin. Why don't you rather come and say, Lord, I believe your power and your might. You have died for me. You've given me your way of salvation. I may not fully understand it, but Lord, I accept it. I turn from my sin. I repent of all my evil. Then you will be spared from this judgmental verse of 21 that the Lord says, I will make them know my power and my might. In other words, there he's predicting a very difficult time, and perhaps the rising up of enemies. Come to the Lord before that happens.